GQDN is brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. I am Joe, you know that. But today, we get to talk about Ubisoft, Nintendo, and some games that will be delayed. And maybe a novel could leak out a release date for World of Warcraft. This comes to us from Wowhead.com. And they are saying that with a new novel coming out this November, it could actually leak the date for Dragonflight. It's very, very curious to see if that does that. But right now, there is no title for itself, but they did say that the Book of Illidan, which was in the Legion prequel, was released in April 2016, and that was 4 months before Legion actually came out in August of the same year. So let's say if that does happen. We're looking at November. Let's go out about 4 months. Say December, January, February, up to March. It really depends on how well things are going. What I would suggest to the developers is take your time. The more time you take, the better quality you have. It's not very often that I give my opinion on things on this show, but things must be done right. Now, I did say delay, and this comes to us from Destructoid.com. And Bethesda has said that they are delaying Redfall and Starfield. And what they have said on their Twitter feed was, the teams at Arkane Austin, Redfall, and Bethesda Game Studios, Starfield, have incredible ambitions for their games, and we want to ensure that you receive the best, most polished versions of them. That's what they said on Twitter. We want to thank everyone for their excitement for Redfall and Starfield. That energy is a huge part of what inspires all of us every day and drives our own excitement for what we are creating. We can't wait to share our first deep dive in the gameplay for both Redfall and Starfield soon. Thank you for your support. That was on at Bethesda. So we shall see when all that comes out. Now, what Destructoid is also saying is that Dead Space will have a release date for next January. So Dead Space had a live stream and they were talking about the remake, and EA Motive did confirm that Dead Space remake now has a release date in January 27th, 2023. We'll see if they can hold to that. Keep in mind that is quite a ways away. Now we go to another Destructoid article, and Nintendo is now saying that they will continue to add value to Switch Online. The Nintendo president, Shintaro Furuta, and I do apologize if I mispronounced the name, did say that it's important to continue to add value. So if they do add value to their online store, then that could mean that they're wanting to add more games. We shall see if that happens or not. Now, going over to Eurogamer.com, and it is very, very curious. They're saying that Ubisoft China exclusive Rabbids could have a global release on Switch, Xbox One, PS4, and Stadia. Now, the Adventure Party initially launched on Switch in 2020, and it could be coming out in June 2022 for the platforms that I just said. So we'll see what happens. It might be on PC as well, but that's going to be hard to say if it's not already there, which I do not know. But we'll see what happens here. And Rabbids are indeed quite popular, for most people anyway. Now we go to another Eurogamer article, and at Deathloop says, Game Update 3 is available now on PS5 and PC and brings a new community requested features, photo mode, accessibility options, and PS5's avatars, and more. So if you do play the game, and you are looking for different things to come to the game, hey, there you go. Just a fun thing. And something that is quite scary, but it's good to see that developers in Ukraine are still developing games. And what IGN is saying is that they have found out that the Ukrainian game developers are still out there, okay? Including the team Molikin, and the leader said that I was just working our game because I often work late night. Everyone else was sleeping. I hear some distant explosions. Didn't need much time to realize what was happening. So I just wake everyone up and deliver the awesome news. So while there's indeed a crisis in Ukraine right now, it is still very good to hear that Ukrainian developers are still working very hard at the games that they're developing, and some of them may be doing some fighting themselves. So the whole article is up on IGN.com, and I would suggest you guys go read it. It's a lot of what they talk about and kind of what they're going through. Anyway, we will not see you tomorrow. I will be way too busy after work, just gonna do some shopping, and I'm gonna get ready for watching a certain AAA movie. Something about a doctor that's strange. Okay. And Saturday, we will be on the feed only, but there will still be a show. We're gonna do the early because, once again, it's me, because Mother's Day did happen and my mom had a birthday. So gotta take care of that stuff. And for any updates, you can find me at Joe Brums. You can find the show at Group Quest and at thegroupquest.com, where you have all the links to all of our sponsors, all that good stuff. You can find all the podcasts on the Don Forge Network at thedonforge.com. And then I get to say this has been a Don Forge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you Saturday. Me and Golvin will be there. Till then, go play some games, guys. And girls, of course. Bye for now.